Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Hola. Buenas noches.
So today we are talking about the My Father La Promesa Toro. Cigar is 6-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Blended by Jose Pepin Garcia. Price point is $9.20, and the cigar was released in June of 2019. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience with this cigar?
So one word mainly comes to mind for this cigar, and that's inconsistency. So the first third, when you first start smoking the cigar, and you're just like, man, like the flavor profile matches this nice, fancy double band. You know, it's got
triple band.
Really nice. Triple band, man. Super fancy, ultra premium. Red pepper spice pops, got really nice black coffee notes. You know, there's also like this like toast, butter toast kind of a thing going on that I really enjoyed. Really good. Medium strength, medium body. But after that first third, I mean, it just went to just fizzle down to this mild red pepper spice that you barely notice. A lot of like earthy dirt tones to it. There's no more of that black coffee that I like so much within the first third. And it was just absolutely disappointing. And it got pretty harsh by the time it got to the final third. So, you know, not the greatest example of what my father, I guess, used to do or does or used to do. I don't know. They haven't been good in a while. So,
all right, John, how about you?
June kind of killed it there. I mean, if I were to choose a word, I think the word I would use is muddled. Like June, the first third, I was like, oh man, I'm, you know, woo, finally smoking some good cigars on the IPCPR, creamy and peppery and cedary and all kinds of deliciousness. And then it just kind of went right off the off ramp. And, like June, I got like some harshness, some tannins, just kind of all the goodness from the first third just kind of got swept away. And, you know, like June said it, the last third was really like a charred, bitter earth, really unbalanced, you know, almost not quite to the point where I'd set it down, but certainly getting to the point where I might set it down. So it's, you know, kind of disappointing because I've been a My Father fanatic for, I don't know, 12 years. And some of their older stuff was my regular daily smoke, and it's kind of disappointing to see an ultra premium release like this. I mean, you've got three bands, man. It's a lot of bands. You got to have one notch of goodness for every band. So, you know, I'm expecting more. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with cedar and cinnamon, and then the cinnamon kind of moved over to a black pepper note, which finally ended up as baking spice. A little bit of mustiness joined in. Cedar gained a toasted note. Later, some char joined in. Construction was pretty good. Just a few touch-ups. Strength was around medium the whole way. I thought, I thought the cigar started out good, even though the body was kind of light because I have a little bit of a loose draw when it started. But then the kind of draw firmed up. Flavors became a bit fuller. You know, it had a good start, but it just became average from that second third on. But this is an experience that is similar to what I've been getting the last few years from my father. I mean, it's not up to par with what they had been doing some years back. It just seems like pretty much everything that I've smoked from them the last 4 or 5 years has just kind of not been at that level. It's got that cigar aficionado profile of let's do something in the first third and then we don't need to worry about the rest of the cigar because nobody smokes that far and that's that. So, you know, I'd smoke it again, but it's not going to be something I'm going to reach for very often. I mean, it's just, and the price point's sub $10 for a Toro, so it's kind of in good shape, but I don't know that it's worthwhile just to do it for the kind of find that first third experience. So, gaining the scores, start with John at the top at 6. Seth, who was also on this review but couldn't do the video, is right below him at 5.95. And then June and I both scored at 5.75. So John, 6.
So I didn't get into the construction and draw, but I had a near flawless burn and a flawless draw. So this is, you know, I feel like a broken record player this year. This is a classic example of a cigar with a 5.75 profile in terms of flavor, maybe a 5.65 that's being elevated by pretty much near flawless construction. So in that vein, it doesn't really deserve the 6 because to me, a six is reserved for cigars that are kind of above average, and that wasn't the flavor profile experience that I had.
All right, June 575.
It's average. I mean, I guess unlike you, I wouldn't smoke this again. There's so much good cigars out there that yeah, I would not smoke this again.
I wouldn't smoke it again.
Trying to be nice. Come on.
I know. I know. It's all right. I meant to say was I'd love to smoke it again. I'll give it another shot.
Look, I mean, this year, I probably have scored 80% within 0.2 points of this. So there's so many of the cigars from this year that are right around this level.
Yep. It's true.
But, you know, it's hard to tell me. It's hard to tell, like, I don't know. It's been a bad year, but.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? I'm not excited to review cigars this year.
We have some jams coming up, June.
Feel like I'm Charlie when he went off at the steakhouse, and he just seemed like all the joy of reviewing cigars had been sucked out of his soul. I kind of feel like I'm getting to that point. And this is certainly not a knock on my father, because I don't think the cigar was bad, but you can only review so many average or below average cigars before you go, I just want to smoke something good. It doesn't even have to be amazing. I just want to smoke something good. Right. And I go like 15 cigars between good cigars. And that was not the case last year. Anyways, my father doesn't deserve this rant because it's not their fault.
And it's so sad, right? Because so many of us started enjoying cigars in our cigar journey with my father. And
yes. TPG Blue, baby.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Especially what, you know, in general, like being a Pepin fan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of like, dude, what happened?
Yeah.
Gold standard. Used to be the gold standard of full-bodied cigars.
That's right. My father, number one, man. That's,
I got like 10 Le Bijou 1922 sitting in the humidor right over next to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go smoke one of those and remind myself of why I like my father.
There you go.
It's a very good cigar.
Yeah.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
La promise.